example, last week's Senate votes on renewable fuel subsidies could be considered a cauldron of confusion. In rapid succession, the Senate voted to keep ethanol tax credits through the end of the year, to repeal those tax credits immediately, and then to allow federal funds to assist in the installation of ethanol refueling infrastructure like blender pumps. With opponents and advocates alike now trying to make sense of what happened and where the debate goes from here, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has weighed in, saying,
I think it would be premature to end this support for the industry.
Vilsack believes the tax break should continue to give lawmakers and the industry
time to really think clearly about what ought to be a longer-term set of solutions.
Vilsack went on to say that the administration supports efforts currently underway in the Senate to reform and modernize tax incentives and other programs that support biofuels. However, he said the amendments voted on last week were not reforms and were ill-advised. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.